Hey, welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. I'm Eric Mork. I'm the host. And what we do is we give you short, informative shows all about Silverlight. Welcome to This Week in Silverlight, recorded June 11th, 2010, where we talk all about Silverlight. Okay, guys, what happened? Kelly?
What happened this last week was there was TechEd, and there was a bunch of WP7 phone announcements coming from TechEd. Some of the ones that are notable is there was some updated information about the marketplace, how many devices that you can unlock.
And then there was also, how many can I unlock?
So you can have three tied to your marketplace account. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's, you know, good to know if you're a big corporation that, or a big company that does a lot of development there, you can only have three devices right now. Me and you, whatever.
New definition of big company.
Yeah. So the other thing that's really interesting is that there will be phones like for developers to start testing with next month. Was confirmed. You need to talk to your local developer platform evangelist to get more information on how you can get one of those if you're lucky enough. But what you need to do is you need to have a marketplace account. So go sign up for those.
Yeah, you've been telling people for a long time to get signed up on those.
So Eric, have you signed up your marketplace account?
Oh my gosh, I just can't handle one more receipt right now. But it's gonna happen like tomorrow.
Okay.
Ask me next week.
Okay, we'll do that. So Bruce Kyle's got a great summary about the announcements that came out there from TechEd. Want to point people to that.
Yeah, good summary.
As I say, don't forget there's videos from TechEd are online as well, too, so don't mean to interrupt you.
No, they are. So I saw eight different videos, and I downloaded them last night, and I'm going to plan on start watching those. And it looks like there's a lot of new content, stuff that we didn't know from Mix, right? If you just watch the Mix videos, that's not enough. You need to go watch these ones now. Do you understand that to be the same thing, Brian, or...?
I think it's more consistent content, and then there's deeper information in the content. I haven't actually downloaded the videos yet, but I plan to, because it started coming available yesterday and more so today. So I guess when people listen to our show on Monday, most of them should be up.
Yeah, very interesting. So one thing I did want to point people to is to some SharePoint 2010 training on the Channel 9 website, and there's a link to it. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because a couple weeks ago I mentioned that those that are doing SharePoint plus Silverlight in their skill set, they can make a lot of money consulting. And so you SharePoint guys, how do you get, or you Silverlight guys, how do you get the SharePoint skills? This is a great way to do that. Last thing is that Sean Wildermuth has been talking on Twitter about this site he's been working on, this project, giveaquiz.com. Nice thing about this is that you can go there right now. He's encouraging people to go and take the quiz and try and get the high score there. And what it is, it's a way to test somebody's knowledge of Silverlight. And a number of people have been doing that today, Friday, on Twitter, and asking Sean what they got. And so far, Pete Brown is the only one that's got a perfect score. Even Tim Heuer missed some. I think Laurent missed three.
I'm not going to be taking that test.
You're not going to take
that. So you're going to tell me. Don't want to be called out.
That Sean will figure out that I'll get like a 50%. I'll get fired or something.
That's awesome.
Okay. I think this is a cool week. If you haven't heard already, Expression Studio, actually it's Expression Studio Ultimate Edition now, was released on Monday. And that includes Blend 4, which is very cool.
So now they have multiple SKUs. So now they have like Ultimate and other editions.
It's not so much. Ultimate is basically what Studio was before. And then they have the Professional, which is Web Professional. So it's got Encoder, Web, and Design, okay, which is Preview. And then they have Encoder, which is the Pro Edition. And I'm not sure adding the Pro, Professional, and Ultimate does. But basically, it's just Encoder, Web.
They think it bumps sales. Somehow they think it – that's why they add SKUs. They think it bumps sales somehow. And but it, I think somewhat, if you took a poll, every single customer hates it, SKUs. I'm just saying. I'd rather pay more and just have one SKU.
I was kind of curious because I was wondering if it aligned with Visual Studio stuff at all, but – I don't know.
I'm sorry. No, it's cool. It's out. Sorry, Murray.
Is this, yeah, exactly. So the studio premium, if you want blend or new sort of light work. On the tool front, lots of tools this week. Bing Maps, SDK, lots of new stuff there. Also, along those lines, the Silverlight Spy got updated as well.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I tried to demo that in front of a crowd on the, it turns out, a GDR, on a GDR machine that had the update, and so it kind of blew up in front of people. So nice to have that. Nice to have it.
And then also with Expression, there's SDK for Silverlight and also for the .NET framework as well. The cool thing with those SDKs, lots of cool behaviors included in there.
Right. And I think people don't understand this. So those SDKs are free, right? Like, it's not like you have to buy Blend to get behaviors. You just need the SDK.
And basically, Microsoft.com/downloads, and they're there for free. It's not an MSDN subscription or nothing. You just separate download.
Cool.
Talking of downloads, some cool stuff on training. There's a 5-day on-ramp training course based on the stuff Anna Kenny was doing. So some 5-day Blend training. Also, Adam Kenny and Arthello have some new Blend tutorials with the .NET Toolbox stuff. Or I guess design.toolbox, to say it correctly. Some good stuff with the path list, the fluid UI. Is kind of neat there as well. And I guess lastly, this came out today, is the beta for IIS Media Services, which was released today. So that gives us the smooth streaming like before in 3, but it also just a checkbox. You can smooth stream to an iPad or to the iPhone. So kind of cool there.
So actually, I was going to bring this up in rumors. So Scott Stanfield of Vertigo was down at WWDC along with like Scott Guthrie. And is this what they were talking about? Is this what they were doing down there?
Well, as part of the Apple stuff at the Worldwide Developer Conference, they did announce like the Bing Maps SDK there, and also Bing search functionality for the iPhone.
Okay. So they announced it there as opposed to TechEd. Interesting.
Right.
Cool.
But beyond that, I'm not sure what their role was. Other, I think they're just checking out stuff and doing some hands-on labs and just having fun.
Right on.
And the last thing I had is Pete Brown did an update, or just talked about an update to the Silverlight forums at Silverlight.net. Some new forum areas for MVVM, ViewModel stuff, some phone stuff, and a couple of ECMAScript, a couple of different areas. So that's about all I had for today.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's good stuff. So I had a couple things. Did you guys see this? It's the Charles Petzold did a post on simulating inertia in Windows Phone 7.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah, he's getting deep on this Windows Phone 7 stuff. Deep, 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 and it's all good stuff. And then the other one was, there is this post, and I don't normally read it. It's from mobilitydigest.com. And they actually talk about how new and refreshing the Windows Phone 7 interface is, how refreshing Metro is compared to the iPhone. I was like, and they're not a, and that was on the iPhone part of the site, so it's not like it was written from Microsoft's perspective or whatever. It was from who I presume is a pretty independent source. I found that interesting. Did you guys?
There was also something this week about updates to the icons and menus in the phone too, and the refresh, just a little bit cleaner look and stuff. So very nice to see that as well.
You know, Eric, here's something interesting. You remember how I was talking about the iPhone and how I, after iPhone 4, I watched that keynote and I'm like, I got to get one of these. I don't really care about Windows Phone 7 anymore. And then I went back and I watched. Yeah, shame on me. I watched the the mix. Not the keynote, but the session immediately right after that.
Mike Harsh?
No, what's his name?
Mike Harsh?
No, not Mike. What's it? Who did the session after? We were sitting at the tables. You got to edit this out. Joe Belfiore. Heaven forbid. So he's...
Oh, yes. Dang it.
Nice brain fart. So anyways, he's doing that session. He's talking about the experience, and he's talking about the user scenarios that they're designing for, and he's walking through that experience, right? And I went back and I watched that again, and I'm going to sit Carrie, my wife, down and make her watch that, and I want to get her feedback. But after watching that, I'm convinced that I don't want an iPhone. It's because of this experience. It's because of the way they focused on building this phone and how it's, you know, essentially everything that was in that article and then some, right? It just really fits my life and fits the way I will be using it.
Yeah. I need to buy, like, one of each phone. I need, like, a couple of or more than one. So maybe a couple of Android phones, iPhone, and Windows Phone 7.
I'm with you, Eric. The only problem is these data contracts that scare me.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
I just want to buy a phone and forget the data contract. I want to just take a SIM and plug it in each phone as I need.
AT&T doesn't provide data, so you don't have to worry about that, right?
That is true. It's been a tough week.
Yeah. I need, like, a big belt for all those phones. Anyway. Anyway, Brian's not talking about Silverlight radars about to go off here. So
I'm good. This is cool.
Rumors. Well, my first rumor was Scott Sanfield, Vertigo, and Scott Guthrie at WWDC. What are they doing?
They both had cool red shirts on. That was kind of neat.
I saw the pic. They had sweet jackets on.
Anticlimactic. Who else has got something?
Rumors? So I got a great rumor. Smarty P was tweeting about Mike Klutcher saying that he's going to be in L.A. For E3. And the guess there, the assumption is that we're going to see some Windows Phone 7 action during the keynote, right? And what I'm guessing is we're going to finally see the story for Xbox Live integration on Windows Phone 7.
Okay, help me out. What does Xbox Live integration for Windows Phone 7 mean? I don't play Xbox.
Really?
I need a mouse.
Don't say that.
When the Natal comes out, which I think is probably you're going to see at E3 as well.
Yeah. Do you know why you can't have games like first-person shooters where you have like an Xbox people like mingling with the mouse? You know, the desktop PC shooters. It's because people with a mouse look will just kill them every time.
Oh, shush. Yeah, okay. That's back to the Unreal Engine. Never on a tangent. Okay, so here's what's interesting, though, is Major Nelson has some details, and there's a link here, of how you can watch the Xbox 360 media briefing live. And so that's going to be Monday. I hope you guys get this in time.
So when you say Xbox Live, that's like I have an ID online and stuff?
Yes, so you have an Xbox Live account, and that lets you play games online you play games online with other individuals. You can play Halo, you can play Rock Band, you can play whatever. But it gives you access to that whole online experience.
Cool.
And that's going to be part of your phone, right? And so the other part is that the achievements that you have, well, so you can have Xbox games on your phone. You can get achievements through there. You can manage your friends, talk to your, I don't know. They're going to talk about it then, right?
My Xbox friends.
Yes.
Will you guys be my Xbox friends?
If you can account, I will.
Even though I won't have an Xbox?
Yes.
All right. Speaking of Windows Phone 7.
Eric's got the call.
I have a secret Windows Phone 7 in my hand. I do not. I don't. I don't have it. Okay, next. Application of the week.
Yeah, it was. So I saw this from a couple of people today. John Papa pointed it out, and he had a name there, and he attributed who it was from, and I lost that name. But it's Follow Cup, right? And it's a Silverlight app that you can use to follow World Cup, the soccer, football, as they call it. And you can install this as an out-of-browser app, and it's really cool. So are you guys looking at it right now?
I did look at it. A very nice UI, in my opinion.
Yeah, somebody did a great job with the UI. I didn't kick in the out-of-browser, but it does look nice.
It's really – the out-of-browser is a little bit different than the in-browser in that you don't get the two fly-out windows on either side. But you can see the calendar, when games are going to be, who's talking in Twitter. You can get information about the different groups, the teams. And then you can see a bracket – like an NCAA Final Four bracket, only this is for World Cup, and I imagine we'll see this get filled out as we progress through the cup.
I agree. It's kind of a lot of zeros now, but as it fills up over the weekend, it's going to be kind of cool.
It will be very cool. I want to see. I want to use this and see it and watch it. It happens.
Yeah, I want to see this on the droid is what I want to see.
Go away.
All right. So, wow. So it's been actually a really good week. It felt like last week was a little quiet, and this week, bam, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's the beauty of TechEd, right?
Yeah. I guess that's part of it.
And maybe next week we got E3, so it's going to be even more cool stuff. So
E3, I remember when I used to be so excited about E3. Maybe I will be again this year.
Well, going back to rumors, the Silverlight stuff on embedded devices, maybe we'll hear more about that at E3 as well, like Silverlight on TV or Silverlight on my DVR, or maybe some cool Silverlight stuff on Xbox as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of hopeful. I don't know. I'm guessing not, at least not for the TV stuff, right? I'm guessing they're not going to talk about that anymore until probably PDC, if they have PDC this year, or maybe next year at MIX.
Okay, folks. Well, that's a wrap. Thanks for joining me. Let me say it again.
Hey, you can't cut this out.
Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks, Eric. It's been awesome. It's a pleasure.
Take care, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the sun.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
If you're interested in Silverlight 3 or Silverlight 4, check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's where we have information about Silverlight consulting and development. If you're interested in training, check out the Silverlight Tour, where I'm an instructor.